Better turn it off.
E B F N.
What? Oh.
Oh yeah, Buenos just put out chips. It's the Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio.
So I've been, well, do you ever get these crossed phone signals? Like you, I mean, don't call the FCC on me or anything, but I've been getting these phone calls, and I don't get them, but I mean, I overhear them on my phone. That's what I'm trying to say. And they're from these two hospital CEOs talking to each other. And it's Dave Stevens. And he works at, he's the head of this hospital, Disco's Infirmary. And the other CEO is Steve Davis. He's at Chronic Winds Hospital. They're the only two hospitals for like 100 miles around. But there's a lot of competition, and these guys are kind of going at it with each other, the CEOs. And I overhear these conversations. I think it's because I'm where I eat lunch. I'm at this restaurant that's right near the cell phone, relay tower. And so I think maybe when they turn the fat fryer on or something, it triggers something. And then I hear these phone calls on my phone, not like they're calling me, but I overhear them, like radio signals almost. So, I've been recording them, and there's some interesting stuff, and I'll just play a few for you, and you make up your own mind, I guess, what's going on.
It's Dave Stevens over at DI. Say, one thing, I gotta get this thing going, this benefit. And it's going to be women and children with cancer raising some money for guys who have motorcycles. It's time they paid back the community, Gary. So I want DI behind this. Have it say Disco's Infirmary all over any promotional materials. Gary, posters, billboards, I wanted to say Disco's Infirmary. All over them, Gary. Okay. Get back to me on this, Gary. Dave Stevens, DI.
Gary, I was over at this meeting at Disco's Infirmary. They're talking about that new whoop-de-doo they got. They were talking about it for about 4 hours. I still don't know what it is. But I was hidden in like a, not like a broom closet, but kind of a supply cabinet. It was full of needles. And I came out unscathed though, but I was in there for about 4 hours. They talked about this whoop-de-doo thing. It's selling like a hotcake over there at Disco's. We need something like it. So make a note about that.
Now, these two guys have this, they each have this assistant, Gary, and I assume it's a different Gary for each of them, but I don't know. I mean, I assume there's one Gary at Chronic Winds and one Gary at Disco's Infirmary, but maybe he works half-time at each place. I don't know. But they're always talking, they make a lot of calls to him and, giving him things to do. And so some of those have been interesting, just to learn how hospitals work. You know, it's been kind of educational for that. So here's some of that stuff.
Gary, Dave Stevens, say this benefit, Walk for the Ride. Let's get some of these patients to have their pole they have. You know those poles in the hospital, and there's like a bag, a clear bag, it's like a Glad bag hanging from it, and it goes right into their arm. I've seen it quite a bit over at the hospital. And if they could be during Walk for the Ride, if they could have those poles with them as they walked down the route, I think it'd be tremendous. Have the bags say Disco's Infirmary on them. And maybe we could give out some promotional bags too, if they're not too expensive. But yeah, the poles, people rolling, the poles are on wheels, Gary, and they roll pretty easily. People should be able to wheel their own poles with the bag and the tube into their arm, should be able to wheel that down the road as they walk to support these riders who've done so much for them over the years. So, Dave Stevens, Gary, get the bags going and the poles, and we'll add it to the mix.
Gary, Steve Davis. Say, we got to get into it with Disco's Infirmary about this whoop-dee-doo. I want us to start a response program, and I'm going to call it a whoop-dee-don't, and it's going to take care of all the problems that this whoop-dee-doo has caused people, and they are numerous, Gary. At least, that's what some of the research says. The problems that the whoop-dee-doo will cause, we'll reverse them with a whoop-dee-don't. And we need people to, but we got to market the hell out of this, Gary. People don't know about this, the dangers of this whoop-dee-doo. It can cause, cancer, tooth decay, hair loss, gonorrhea, pyorrhea, diarrhea, I've heard, all sorts of stomach pains, chronic bursitis, who knows, emphysema, who knows what it can cause, Gary. Maybe it might even cause some genetic stuff that they haven't figured out yet, won't show up for generations. So, Gary, get on it, and let's smear the hell out of this thing, this whoop-dee-doo. They think they've got something. We're going to crush it, Gary. They don't have anything. Whoop-dee-doo, Gary. Okay, Steve Davis, Gary, Chronic Wins. Let's get it done. I've got great faith in you, Gary.
USSR, Gary. Dave Stevens, Disco's Infirmary. They hacked us, and they hacked us good. Everything in the hospital is defunct. I mean, I'm coming in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere, Gary. I'll be there fast as I can. We got a lot to do ahead of us. Stay tuned, Gary.
Dave Stevens, Disco's Infirmary.
It's on, Gary! Steve Davis! We've been hacked by the Russians! Hackety, hackety, hack, Gary! That's about the sound of it. And, I don't know where it came from. I don't know who's doing it. But they hacked us good, Gary. Real good. I'll get back to you soon, Gary. Steve Davis. Chronic Wins. Gary, it's Dave Stevens. The blowback on this Walk for the Ride is nutso. I think, I'm not sure what we're going to do here. But I'm getting calls from these motorcycle guys who are saying they're going to protest it because they feel they're being unfairly excluded. So, I don't know what we're going to do. We can't have motorcycles driving around these people with these poles and their bags hanging around. They're going to run over the tubes and stuff. I don't know. Gary, I gotta think this through. Anyway, hold off on the big posters for now. I know they're kind of expensive. So just print up some little ones on typing paper for now. But I don't know if this whole thing might be canceled. It's nuts. It's nutso, Gary. All right, Dave Stevens, DI.
Gary, yeah, Steve Davis, Chronic Wins. Say, I'm going to dictate something for you to type up and get it out to anything in the media we can. It's going to be on a whoop-dee-don't and kind of hitting on all the highlights of it. So, Chronic Wins, home of the whoop-dee-don't, the opposite of what Disco's Infirmary has to offer you in terms of healthcare and mere survival on this planet.
Gary, Dave Stevens over here, DI. Say, on this smear on Steve Davis, I've gotten a copy of his medical records, and they are voluminous, Gary. They're voluminous. And what do you think of this? We slip a copy of his medical records in with every piece of promotional material. There's some incredible stuff in here, Gary. Very, very interesting. I think people would want to know about it. Whoop-de-doo launch coming up soon. Smear Davis. Okay, Dave Stevens, Gary. From DI. I know you got a lot on your plate, but I'm confident in you can pull it off, Gary. Okay. Cold War, Gary. Steve Davis over here. Listen, I got something in the mail, and it's a tape. On the envelope, there was a small grease stain, Gary, and it smelled like, well, Chicken Kiev, if that gives you a hint of where this package came from. It smelled like Chicken Kiev, Gary. I'm no, what do they call it? Investigator, but I think this is from the Russians, Gary. I'm going to play it, and let's see what's on it. God help us all, Gary. Dave Stevens over here at DI. Say, hold off on that smear campaign on Steve Davis. At least hold off on the part of it where I think I might have given you the impression we should go public with his medical records. Someone in legal told me you can't do that. Those records are private, Gary. So do not release those records. I hope to God you haven't, Gary. That stuff's private. And we can't just be releasing our enemies' medical records willy-nilly, Gary. So focus on the launch, the whoop-de-doo launch. It's coming up soon. And let's focus on that. Let's put the whole smear campaign on hold, in fact. There's some stuff in those medical records. Wow, Gary. You wouldn't believe it. Steve Davis, well, I'm not going to get into it, but, okay. Dave Stevens, Gary, over at DI. Thanks again.
Gary, Steve Davis, back on this tape here. And, Gary, can you hack? Are you a hacker? Well, hack that whoop-de-doo, Gary. Hack it. If you can hack, then hack it. Because I want to know what makes that thing tick. If it even is a thing. Maybe it's like a business system or something. I don't know. I couldn't tell. But hack it, Gary, and get the workings of it, and then we'll hack it and we'll reverse engineer it, and we'll add it to our whoop-de-don't. Okay. That's all. It's a tall order, Gary, but I've got great faith in you. Okay, Gary, Steve Davis, Chronic Wins. Thanks again.
Gary, Dave Stevens over here at DI. These bikers it's getting kind of heavy. I could barely get into DI today. Disco's Infirmary, the parking lot, the entrance, blocked, Gary. It was blocked with Harley hogs. They would blocked it shut. They're furious, Gary. I don't know how we got into this whole thing, but I think we better cancel this. Call the women and children with cancer and tell them they can just forget about it, because it's not their time to give back. We'll work out something. Tell them we'll smooth it over, Gary. Don't be crude. Smooth it over and say, just go back to the hospital and have cancer there. But don't be walking around on the street, because you're not going to support anything right now. We're canceling it. There's too much rigmarole going on. And I couldn't even get into the office today. They had it blocked. The whole entrance was blocked, Gary. And they were revving those things up. They're terrifying. All right, Gary. Dave Stevens, DI.
Now, all right. So that's a couple different calls I got. There was one, though, that kind of concerned me, because it sounded like they were, I don't want to accuse them, but it sounds like they were texting and driving, or they were definitely on their phones. while they were driving, and it sounded like an accident to me. So I happen to be recording that one, so we'll hear that one. They were, you can just hear it.
Z-A-G, no, Z-I-G, G, no, backspace, G, backspace, U, C, A, R, G, U, E, G, F, no, enter, back, clear, no, backspace, whatever, do it,
wait a minute.
Do the thing, G, Z, A, O, L,
God,
F,
no, that's golf,
G, U, E, Zagreb, Gary, Dave Stevens, Disco's Infirmary,
F.
Listen,
golf.
I'm planning for retirement,
maybe
because
wolf.
I gotta get out of this rat race, it's a rat race, Gary, and Zagreb,
G.
That's the word. Keep it under your hat, though, Gary.
Oh.
All right. I need some informational materials. I wish you'd order some on
Gary.
Zagreb.
Steve
get
Davis.
Maybe Fromers.
Guys, get out of this rat race, Gary.
That's probably going to be helpful.
Listen, I've got a plan.
And I want to find out
Guelph.
If these rumors are true.
Guelph,
the word on the
Gary.
Street, Gary, is
and
retiring
to Guelph
with your retirement
is
money.
From
and
what I'm hearing,
you're worth
some material
100 times.
I've got to understand this better.
You're worth 100 times what you'd be worth in the U.S.
Will have
maybe 1,000 times,
come,
Gary. Maybe 1,000 times
it's
as
beyond
much.
Belief, Gary.
Think about that.
Guelph,
you're
like 100-to-1
like
ratio.
Maybe 1,000
like
to 1, Gary.
King,
Guelph,
king of the Jews,
in
Gary.
Canada.
That's what you'd be like in Zagreb.
Guelph.
Well,
that's what I'm saying to you, Gary.
But with my amount I've got saved for retirement,
I'm driving along here,
and I'm pretty optimistic about this thing.
Dave Stevens.
For once in my life, I feel like
covered in gems,
this
Gary.
Financial thing could
from
end up going my direction.
On a dollar in Zagreb.
And
anyway,
I
Gary,
also hear this.
Your direction too.
Got,
don't forget
this, Gary.
Whatever I
said, hot dog.
Whatever I
and
say here,
Gary,
you know, don't spread it to everyone.
That's
I don't want everyone moving to Guelph, Gary.
You get these hot dogs in Zagreb.
Then it's going to be spoiled.
You get
it'll pretty much
it'll
street
be worth pennies on the dollar, Gary.
If you could pretty much live on it.
I saw it on a show.
Guelph all around
they are.
But they carry
especially
all
for
me,
order
some
in one hot dog.
10 cents.
Travel
imagine
brochures.
That. Imagine
and
how your money's
folders.
Going to last, Gary.
That's a good one. It's unbelievable.
Folders, guides, and wealth.
But I need some order that for us,
call
Gary.
Call the
and we will,
Chamber of Commerce.
See what we
Gary,
can.
Do it under a pseudonym or something.
Because
I don't want
any kind of real estate magazines
about
word
wealth.
Leaking out.
I've heard things
you're
like
blabbing about
that make me think
all over town.
You think
what
you pay
for
a
Gary,
crummy
it's
little
be a
condo
what?
Here, Gary?
For a dearth.
Guelph,
everyone is
you're going to be living in the Playboy Mansion.
Me, that's what it'll be.
How does that sound, Gary?
Don't blab about Zagreb,
it sounds
Gary.
Good to me, too.
I've been trying
so
to...
So listen, I'm still driving in,
this little
but I can't... Or, I've been trying to order
things,
this as I'm driving,
and
but it's
I'm
a little bit hectic.
Here, Gary, but I'm trying to type text and...
As I drive...
I'm going to try one more time, but I'm not having good luck.
Gary,
Gary!
Okay, now, I think there was a car accident there, but I didn't, the strange thing was I didn't hear, there were like no phone calls for days, and I always eat lunch at the same spot, so... And it was a pretty regular occurrence until then. So I, you know, I thought, well, maybe they got a new fat fryer. Maybe they got a new fat fryer in the restaurant, and it's more, you know, FCC compliant or something like that. But then I did get this one last call, and there they are. I think they were on Skype. And not talking on the phone, but they're clearly, they're in the hospital. They're clearly, you know, heavily sedated, and maybe coming out of anesthetic or something on this Skype. But you can hear this, and it's kind of a nice turn of events, I think. because it it feels like a lot of the rivalry is kind of melting away. So here we go.
Steve. It's Dave Stevens. Dave. It's Steve Davis. I hear you're, laid up, let's say. You know, Steve, I'm thinking a lot about this, rat race. This goes in chronic wins. We're in a rat race, Steve.
We are, Dave.
And, Dave, it's a rat race. It's like, I feel like I'm a rat in a little race car.
Steve.
And I'm racing.
I do too.
Around a racetrack. And it's full of other rats. And we're just racing around. Racing. I'm racing the rats. I put on a little helmet. It doesn't make any difference. I can relate very much. Steve. The rat race. It's like every morning, you know, I get up and I put on a little pair of running shorts. And I'm a little rat in a race.
We are,
and
Dave.
Other rats have running shorts on. And there's a rat next to me. And his shirt, it says Uganda. And the next guy says Canada. And then there's a starter, and he just shoots that gun off, and these rats, and I'm and in this, car race with the other rats. I'm shifting like crazy on my little rat car. And I've got a helmet on and one of those sleek leather racing coats. But so do the other rats. And they're a rat race.
Me,
and we're racing around the clock. And I see that scoreboard up there. I don't see it coming out in my favor. It's, I hear that starter's pistol go off. I know. I've got my little rat race running shorts on. The other rats have theirs on. He shoots that thing off. We're out of the starting blocks. But it's a rat race. And I'm just racing around the track.
We are, Dave.
With these other rats. And people are cheering. And they're waving like flags from Jamaica and Czechoslovakia. It doesn't matter. It's just a rat race.
And Dave,
the car version of this race, it's very similar. It's just, it's an unending race.
It's unending, Steve.
We gotta get out of this rat race. It's just a rat race. Dave, what I'm proposing is I'm calling a truce. I hope you will join me. I'm calling an end to the rat race. Steve, we've got to get ourselves out of this rat race. I'm proposing we'll park their vehicles, take their little rat helmets off. What I'm proposing is, and get out of their visiting cars. Let the whatever rat is in the lead, let their little rat jersey go through the tape. I know. There's tape. And let them win the race. But then the race is over.
I know.
It's over. It can't last forever, this rat racing. It's like a bunch of rats.
I know.
Racing around the track. These rats.
You're just racing at
cars. People are in, racing around like rats in a race. I feel like I'm a rat racing around a racetrack. We're going to start from scratch. We're going to start fresh. Let's start fresh. Okay. I've got some painful procedures they gotta do here. So, I'll get back to you after that.
Yeah, I've got some kind of, deal like that myself. I don't know what it is, to be honest. But, they're digging around in somewhere. Parts unknown, I suppose.
We'll get back to you, though. But this rat race, it's got to be over, Dave. This rat race has got to end. Dave Stevens. Steve Davis. This was a primary.
Sorry. Suck up. EBFN Radio is written and produced by Eric Belgum. www.ebfn.org.